County Council meeting for March 13th, 2017. And Mr. Ruff, you are first on the agenda, sir.
How are you doing?
Hey, this is a lot.
How are you doing?
Mr. Ruff.
First thing, I got a transfer. We're going to transfer some of that money from the special loan fund we got last year to the Community Crossings Matching Grant Fund with some stone. Comes to $33,000. And we're going to get some oil too. You guys have copies of this, I hope.
Yeah.
And the same thing for the oil, $132,000. And the special loan is reduced from fund to the Community Crossings Highway Fund. We've got a road project that we got planned for this summer, so we just figured we'd go ahead and get the money available because they're bringing the stone in now, so, all right.
What's the total on that? We don't have that on here, Terry. I don't have it anyway.
Be $165,000, I guess.
$165,000 would be transferred?
Yes.
I'll make the motion to approve the transfers as presented to the Highway Department.
I'll second.
You've got a motion in a second to approve the transfer as requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Let's go ahead and keep moving along here, I guess. Now, we've got a labor out there now. Our road foreman found a better job, I guess I should say. So we'd like to add another guy to our labor force. So we've got 13 supposedly. I don't know what's the big deal about living on the laborers, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We've got a position open, but it's a road foreman. Bottom line is we'd like to hire this guy as a laborer.
You don't want to move anybody up?
Not right now. We kind of like to leave that position open, I guess, so maybe in the future we might want to. But we'd like to get this hired. He'd be making $13.63 an hour. Our road foreman would have been making $17.91 an hour, so I don't really understand why it's so complicated, I guess.
I would think they could hire somebody, and then we'd have to discuss if you decided to hire another person in addition.
Okay, this isn't an addition.
This is an addition.
This one isn't. But no. If you should later on, because right now you would switch the road foreman for just a general labor. But right. if you decided to hire a road foreman later, then we would have to discuss
remove somebody, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is
you move somebody with internally up, then there's not an issue.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's what we
right now, the guy hiring at 1363.
I think that's fine, Terry.
Was there an issue before?
No. Okay. We just been talking about how the best way to handle it. I didn't really know. I thought they did part-time. He's already part-time, so that won't work.
Bottom line is you're lucky to get a good worker for $13 an hour. This is where the matrix actually. So the 17, we're paying a guy 13.
Yeah. Right. So entertain a motion to hire the guy, new employee for the county highway garage for
1363.
We'll make a motion.
I'll second.
You'll get a motion in a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
One more thing on this PTO. After so many years, you jump. From 2 to 5 years, you jump to 128 hours. From 6 to 10 years, you go up to 152 hours. 11 plus, you get 176 hours. Bottom line is we've got two guys that's jumped up. One of them was in 6 years, and the other guy was in 11th year. They got their pay increase, but they didn't get their extra PTO time. To write stuff or whatever. I don't know what we need to do there. Because we broke the ice on last month, I guess. So we need to get that straightened up.
Okay.
Is it a glitch in the system?
Yeah. We talked about the consistency of, is it after you've completed 6 years that you move up? Or is it at the start of your sixth year? And it was kind of perceived to me that it was after you've completed that. The PTO is inconsistent. Like the PTO versus the wages have not been added at the same time.
And was there discussion two meetings ago, because I wasn't here last meeting, that Laura was going to look into it?
There was a discussion at the last meeting when you weren't here, and Alex was going to get with you and talk about it.
Okay, well, since then, Kevin hasn't been able to meet because of the situation with his offices. So, we can still...
I guess the bottom line is...
Because that's the policy committee and what... I mean, we have the matrix side of things, but then we also have the policy committee as far as the PTO stuff.
I guess I didn't make sure which way to go on this, so I'd just like to get resolved. Travis was one of them, and he's in 11 plus years, and he's moved on, so... We just need to get this straightened out.
Right? It just seems like it'd be easy to make it the year you're working.
So really, you, Alex, and I, do you feel like you need to, who else needs to be involved in that? And Kevin? At this point?
Yeah.
And try to
right.
Gel those together?
I'd just get... The three of you get together and bring it to Kevin, let him look it over.
Kevin, I'd like to go over my employees with you and explain what happened and where, so you can see where I think there's a discrepancy.
The first of the year, they got their pay increase, but they didn't get their PTO.
And whatever we do, then we've got to make sure it's consistent throughout everybody in the sheriff's department and everybody.
The whole thing, yeah. The whole county.
It seemed like on paper it was going to be really...
Easy. And I'm sure there's more than two in the whole county system. I'm sure there's an issue. Probably just all right. Thank you.
Of course, me too. Yeah, I will check into that.
All right.
Alex and I have been looking, and we'll talk about this later on the whole EMS stuff, but that's still in the works as well. So.
That's all.
Good. Thank you, Terry. Any questions for you? Hey, did you guys go 4/10 during summer or not?
Yes,
April 23rd, at least when we started.
4/10, okay, just one. Yeah. I was asked that question, I said, I didn't think so, and that's what I thought you did, sir.
Yeah, that's about October.
Last will back 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can talk to the guy at next door, if they should be reaching out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, thanks, sir. How you doing there, Chief?
Lovely.
Yep.
How you doing? Just to refresh your memory a little bit, I came to you guys a while back and I said we had a sewer gas problem in the basement and our bathrooms weren't ADA compliant, which everybody pretty much said, yeah, you're right.
You did.
Right.
Come back and ask money to get it.
That's right. The problem was the commissioners at the time chose not to go forward with the ADA remodel of the bathroom, instead just to go with the repair of the sewer issue, so that's the money I came back for, and it left us with bathrooms in their current condition. I've been working with the current commissioners who are inspired to get these issues taken care of, and they have agreed to let me come forward and ask for the funds to actually make the bathrooms down there like they should be.
I like the idea you guys came up with, by the way.
Did you? Okay.
Okay.
Do the rest of you know what the plan is?
Yeah.
We're going to take the two bathrooms in the basement. You've got one men's and one women's bathroom. We're going to create four unisex bathrooms out of those. The doorways, the seats, the hand dryer, everything will fit ADA compliance regulations. And when they're done, that will be a problem of the past. We won't have to worry about that anymore.
Sounds like a great idea.
It does, doesn't it? I don't have what the time it will take for them to complete it, but that's information that the commissioners will have once I get it. The cost of the additional that I'm requesting is $28,430. This is a little lower than it would normally be because we're going to do the cosmetics ourselves. So once the walls are put in and the plumbing's done and everything's wired up, all the cosmetic stuff the maintenance department will handle and kind of have it fit in with the rest of what we're doing in the basement. So
do you have the amount of money you're requesting, do you have enough in there to cover the stuff that you guys are going to be doing then too?
We've got leftover. We've got stuff left over from what we're doing now that will cover it. So I'm not concerned about that part. The only part I'm concerned about is this. And this is outside of the building and structure repairs that I'm already budgeted for.
Right.
So is this coming out of like Cube Capital Development? Or?
This comes out of, this would come out of the, I can't think.
It's not out of Cube Cap?
I can't remember where it comes from.
Comes out of Nathan's budget.
That's where it comes from, yes. No, you're probably right. It probably does. It probably does come from Cube Cap.
Yeah.
I didn't bring that with me though, so I don't have.
Okay. Any questions for?
Yeah. As long as it's not coming out of general fund, I'm good with it.
I guess it does come out of here.
Comes out of the general fund as well.
I don't know. We already have money in it, right? In the Cube Capital Fund.
Yeah, we got money in Cube Cap.
So.
And we plan on this stuff.
Yeah, we have to plan on this. This is something that needs to be done.
I'll make a motion to approve the additional as presented.
I'll second it if we can just get verification that it's coming from Cube Cap.
You know that, Mark?
I don't know.
Not right now. It can come out of Cube Cap, so let's just make the motion that that be what we are that comes out of Cube Cap.
I'll make that motion out of Cube Cap.
Okay. You got a motion and a second for the $20,000 come out of Cube Cap?
$28,400.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. All those in favor say
aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Yeah.
Just a couple other things. I was going to come and ask for additional for the exterior repairs of the county annex building. The walls on the outside are crumbling. I'm not going to do that yet. I have some more research to do there, get some numbers before I want to bring that to your attention. That is on my radar, though.
Was there some wiring issues, too?
There is. That's another thing that I need to eventually come back to talk to you guys about. It's not repairs that need to be done, it's additional wiring that needs to be done to make those offices usable. And what brought that about was a visit from the state fire marshal. They're using extension cords over there instead of having enough outlets. So, but that stuff I'll bring back the next time I come. So this is all I needed tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I got two things for you tonight. First one, last month, as you guys may be aware, commissioners approved a motion to move forward with selling the county home. And we had started on that path last year, and it sort of fell through. They revisited it, and because there have been a couple of people who have expressed potential interest in buying it. Don't know how serious any of them are, but they have expressed an interest. So they did approve it last month, and I have an ordinance. It's a joint ordinance, so if you all approve it and sign it tonight, then I will present it to them on Monday of next week so they can sign off on it. But it's an ordinance to sell it, and it establishes the terms that Dwayne Davis will sell it, preferably auction it, but there's also flexibility to list it if that proves to be the better option. And his percentages and costs and all of that.
Is there any minimum that's put in the
That is not in there.
Okay, is there any minimum that the commissioners want on that? Do you think, on a county home? We got the ordinance for to sell the county home. Is there, there's the stipulations, and there's any minimum that you guys want to put in there before you sell it? Or,
Do
you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. That is a number that he did throw out there, but that is not in the ordinance that Kevin put together. And I don't know if you guys want the ordinance to include a specific number or how you want to do that.
How about, can we put in the ordinance that after the selling price is reached, the commissioners have to approve it before it goes?
Yeah.
So it's not just like
last week, you knew all real estate is subject to the...
Right, subject to your approval.
Right. Well, any real estate is like that. Yeah, no matter who you sell, it's a farm ground or house. Is subject to
okay. So I mean, then the one that's put off.
Fine. I think as long as it's subject to their approval, that's all I care about. So we didn't go for $5. We don't have any say. Yeah. You know.
Okay, so.
Once the hammer goes down.
Do you want to approve it tonight then, or do you want to have Kevin?
Kevin look at it?
He wrote the language a little more precise to address that. You know, it just, as it's worded, it says, it does say that the commissioners will enter into a contract.
Right.
So that might, whether you set a minimum and all that approval may just be language in the contract rather than this. And this just says you're okay with the commissioners doing the contract. So I think we should be okay. They can address that, meet in executive session if they need to, and hash out those number, the number, if they want to set a minimum and have that in the contract stage.
Well, we need also need to know what he's going to charge you for commission.
That's in there. The commission.
Who pays for the advertising.
It,
you know, that all figures
this in. Those charges are
in
all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's this commission?
5% plus the advertising is what.
Should we pay for the advertising?
Yeah.
That's about right there
for bid.
What's that?
Maybe we want to put that up for bid.
That is up to you guys.
I might have some do it for a lot less.
Well, is that what you're in favor of then? And we won't, we'll table it till after you guys look it over more.
We'll find out whether he's going to pay the advertising.
No. County will be responsible for 5% and advertising.
And he wants 5% to sell.
Yes.
5% for. And he's supplying everything else.
Yep.
Why don't you sell? He doesn't make any money.
He still makes 5%.
5%. If it brings $40,000, he makes $2,000. That's your base price.
What if it brings $80?
It can. You can't. It ain't going to sell unless it brings.
What's going to pay?
Well, if he don't sell it, he don't get paid.
That's what I want.
Right. Okay. So we got to get $40,000 out of it.
That's
in there.
That no, that is not that. You know, yeah. Once you sign off on it, the commissioners, then this basically just gives.
So there's no minimum on there.
It gives the commissioners permission to enter into a contract, so they can discuss that minimum with him when they actually do the contract. This is the step that where you said you guys are all okay right. With selling.
I got it. Yeah.
You okay with that?
And just so you know,
where you write contract.
Well, Jay, what do you guys think? I mean, that's where you're going to set your base.
I just gave you that. So you pass this around.
I have no idea.
Back in 2015, a new survey was done.
You should get rid of it.
It's a little bit larger. Currently, it's a 6-acre parcel. It gets a little bit larger to encompass that tree line as part of this instead of the industrial park. And then it splits it in between so that the home sells on 4 whatever acres, the other 2 whatever with the React building and the barn, the county will keep.
Okay.
So it's just tract 2 on that piece on that survey that will
track 2.
I say we give the commissioner just like a week to negotiate that. He'll
make a week out of work. What are you doing? I'm not going to ask you where you want to advertise. And that's where you figure out your average.
I think this whole county, whole thing is going to bite us in the hind someday.
And I'll bet you, the advertising costs as
much. Somebody's going to buy it, it's going to get ran down, it's going to, if it even gets fixed up, it's a big old building, it's going to cost a lot of money. If somebody wants to, you know, do something out there, you're going to have a big eyesore there.
Hell, we advertise.
Or they have to action.
Well, it's good as all we in the corporate area.
Well, it's not in the corporate limits, but it's in their zoning, and it's zoned to be residential now.
I mean, it might not. Maybe it'll be nice. Maybe somebody had a lot of money, have a nice bread and breakfast. With
he's gone. He died last July.
Mr. Plain did, but I've gotten a phone call, and somebody in the courthouse somewhere, I don't know which office, knows somebody who might be interested. So there are two potential parties. You know, once they see what's inside, once you see what the price, I don't know what to say, but I got a phone call. She's going to call me tomorrow to find out if anything happened tonight. So
I have a great friend of mine has a saying, visions without resources are hallucinations.
Your friend grew up in the 60s? So you guys want to make a motion to approve this? I don't know what the ordinance number is. Laura, do you know offhand what the current ordinance number is? All right, I'll get that to you tomorrow from here.
Entertain a motion for the commissioners to.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to second to allow the commissioner to deal with the auctioneer and real estate agent to sell the county mall. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
You guys could pass it on and sign it while I go through my expert.
Thank you for your work on that.
Next part is just an update. The commissioners have heard this, and I think I sent it to you via email last month at the joint session when we were talking about the potential West Side Industrial Park. You had asked me to look into the possibility of whether we could do a grant just for the land and then go for the park. So here's what we found out. We are, say, 99% sure we cannot do a grant just for land. We have to double check, but I spoke with Kirksey, who does all the grant writing and things like this for us, and they're almost positive that the government, EDA, will not do a grant just for land. There has to be infrastructure. In the rare event that they would allow that, we'd end up shooting ourselves in the foot anyway, because they would not allow a second grant to come back for the infrastructure, because you'd still be looking at one project. The only way that that would ever fly is if we got a grant for land, bought it, started coming up with funds to do piecemeal development if we got a tenant or two, and then said, look, this first grant got us the land and we have created the jobs we said we would create. Now we want, thank you, a second one to do the infrastructure, and we're going to create this many more jobs. So essentially it could double the number of jobs that would have to be created in a certain period of time to meet those. And that's, again, if they would let us get a grant just for land in the first place. So the ideal is either a grant for both at the same time, or pay cash for the land and grant down the road just for infrastructure.
If we get a grant for both, what time frame are they going to put in place that we have to get the infrastructure?
You've got to have your local match lined up. Right? You say that project cost is going to be, you've got to have it to start with. I think it's usually about 18 months tops.
So you give us 18 months.
I think so.
To finish.
From the day that the last paper is signed and they start, and the application process is done and you're actually in the implementation phase. Like I said, the two options on the table are either, practically speaking, are either pay cash for the land, and then you sort of piecemeal it, maybe you get one tenant, you work with the town. If you get a tenant on the north end, you don't need to put a lot of infrastructure in, you can handle that cost, and then you work on a plan to develop, on a longer-term plan for a complete grant,
Well, that's the thing, because if you get, the biggest expense is going to be running from the utilities.
Right.
Water place.
And that's going to, yeah. As I've said in the past, if theoretically you got a tenant lined up who wants to go and could fit on the north end of the property, which is to say doesn't have need for rail or doesn't have an immediate need for rail, and you can put them up there, infrastructure costs would not be a lot. Fairly, relatively small. I shouldn't say it's not relative, but it is developing the whole park to be shovel ready, getting infrastructure right. All the way to the south. That's when it becomes an issue, because the existing lines end pretty close to the north end of the property. You could look at that option for one grant for land and infrastructure, and that saves us a little bit of money.
And see, you're a catch-22 here, because you don't know what's going in there, so how can you plan on what kind of stuff to put in? I mean, do you need three-phase power? If you don't need three-phase
water? And we're waiting, we do have the 20... from 2014, the cost estimates on electric or on water sewer. NIPSCO is working on some theoreticals for me right now on three things. I figure it's safest just to build in expecting three phases, better than running.
Well, it is, but then you get your water issues.
And the stuff that Territorial did addresses all of that. I don't know if I have to dump the pipe sizes and whatnot, but that's all spelled out in that budget estimate that Territorial had done for us. So I just wanted to follow up and answer the grant just for land, not going to happen.
Maybe and explain to them some of these issues that we have. Like
Kirksey's just
I know, but I'm just saying that if we could get the grant for the land and the infrastructure, and with the intent of say, hey, here, we'll put this infrastructure in. At this point in time, we don't know what we need for infrastructure, because we don't know what's going in there.
Right. And the other.
And then we could.
The other issue with that, with, you know, why, you know, the commissioners as of now have said no to selling the county farm, which had been the.
Right.
But whether we did, we went and revisited that or just pulled it out of seed it, whatever, because as of now, we do technically have the money in seed it, it's just whether or not we want to drain that.
That's why we don't get a grant.
Right. Well, yes, but we're going to have to use that seed it for matches. The issue is that the time frame becomes a lot longer if the grant is involved as opposed to buying the land and trying. We've got two people who might be interested. One of them is probably a pretty good bet depending on the timeline, but the downside of his is he, if not right away, eventually he will need rail, which means he needs to be closer to the south side of the property, which means if he, you know, he may not need it right away, but if he eventually needs to go in water and sewer, we're looking at the full package. Now, if he can go on septic and well initially, or if he just doesn't need a lot, it might be one thing. So like you said, it's a catch-22. But what we do know is that a grant just for the land is virtually impossible. And
but they'll include the land if with the.
Yes.
And where did you say that, sir?
The Economic Development Administration, which is part of the Department of Commerce. And like I said, in a perfect world, doing it all with the grant is ideal. The downside of that is it pushes the timeline back. And we lose. I've mentioned three potential tenants. One of them is Hail Mary sort of thing. The other two, there are pretty good chances. And one of those two, timeline isn't as sensitive. But one of them, the timeline is pretty sensitive. So we probably lose one potential tenant if we go the grant route.
Is that the only, that's not the only federal grant that's out there, that's just one you look at?
That's the primary one for this sort of, most federal money that goes towards developing these sorts of projects is Economic Development Administration money. There are some state programs for this sort of thing, but they have a lot less money, and their standards get a little more complicated than the federal ones do, surprisingly enough.
Things are kind of up in the air too, I think that it's federal.
Yes.
So what are you asking us?
Nothing tonight. You wanted me to look into that, and that's where things stand. So perfect world, something like the county farm would get sold. Second best, we pull it out, seed it, and hope that down the road we're able to recoup some of that. But it's if we want to pull the trigger on this project, if we decide we want this to happen, buying the land and then working on a plan for an infrastructure grant is probably best. And that way, if we wait 2 years, if we have the land and we do a little piecemeal development, and then 2 or 3 years from now we pull the trigger on a grant, we might have a better idea if we need to do some road improvements or some rail improvements that we don't need to do right now. And whereas if we go for a grant right now and we don't put rail in, we're not just going to throw rail in the middle of the property not knowing the ideal spot based on potential tenants, we're not going to have the access to the grant for building additional rail or road capacity. So like, There's no perfect answer. There are just better and worse answers at this point. But I really tonight I just wanted to follow up because you had asked me to look into that information.
Okay. So we need, if we're gonna get a grant, it looks like we need to invest in the infrastructure also.
All right. That's all. Any other questions?
Jay?
Yes, sir.
And the way I understand this on the grant, tell me whether I'm right or wrong. They send somebody out from the whoever writes this grant, and they appraise the property.
Well, they don't. We just have to have an appraisal, but yes.
But they'll only pay half of what the appraisal, what they appraise it at, right?
Right. So let's say, throwing out easy numbers, let's say it appraises at $1,000.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah. Put it in perspective. Say they appraise it for $8,000. We pay $12,500. We're going to be paying $85,000, and they're going to be paying $4,000.
Yes. Which is, and so, you know, whether we like that, or that is the other downside to the grant is.
Well, that's what I wanted.
Because of that, we don't save a whole lot of money because of that. They don't cover that anyway.
That was all in your email, too, right?
Yeah, this is basically just, I just wanted to make sure, in case anybody had any questions, the repeat what was in the email. You've got all of that in front of you and in your email.
All right.
That's all.
All right,
thank
you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when we did budgets last year, you said, can I cut cut this line, and I said, I don't really care what you do, but if I'm out, I'll
be back.
Ask for it. And I'm back mid-March. If you look at the first one, it's a request for a transfer from a witness fee to examination of prisoners. We've had a couple murder cases, plus we've also have a guy in safekeeping, which charged the sheriff going down to DOC. But anyway, so we had a number of people raise an issue whether or not they're competent to stand trial. And that basically means, can they understand the charges against them, and can they assist in their defense? There's also some have raised that they were insane at the time they committed the offense. Those are two separate things. So when that's raised, and if you think there's cause for raising it, then you have to point two or three disinterested psychiatrists to examine them a number of times. That's very expensive. And so that is the examination of prisoners. We're essentially out of money on that already. We still have some money in witness fees, and then we'll have to have full-blown hearings on those issues. Then those psychiatrists come and testify. So what I want to do is transfer from witness fees to examination of prisoners so we can get some outstanding bills paid and upcoming, and I need to request an additional money in witness fees that will cover them coming and testifying, and also probably then transfer some of that out later for examination of prisoners as that becomes necessary. But my most critical issue was, I was going to ask for an additional vote, but my most critical issue is replenishing examination of prisoners. So I'm going to do that by a transfer and deplete that in part. So that's why I'll need an additional.
And that additional is going to cover
that
the two.
That will cover the witness fees, yes, that we have pending. And maybe if we don't use it all, we'll go back. We'll transfer some later. And the auditor asked me where that comes from, and I said, I didn't know. I just had a big slush fund somewhere. But she informed me, maybe not. So I don't even know the procedure to suggest, but I know there's additional.
I'm trying to do these separate then, because I'll make a motion to approve the transfer as presented.
Second.
Okay, you got a motion and a second to approve the transfer of the request of $7,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And I know the additional you have to have, that goes down state, right? And that's a more lengthy procedure.
Yes. Has that been advertised yet, Laura?
Pardon?
Has this been advertised at 17?
No, I just brought it down today.
Oh, okay, so we need to just make a motion to have it advertised.
Yeah. So moved.
I'll second it. Okay, we got a motion and a second to advertise for the $17 additional for witness fees. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
While I'm here, the committee asked me on the safety, on the security committee, that sort of got stalled at the end of last year. Is that being rebroached by the county? I mean, we had specific requests to do and implement part of them. Part of them were implementable without a lot of expense. But then
Jeff is gone.
The lockdown security, though, the sheriff, we presented, I think the sheriff talked about how much that would cost. Mike brought up the fact that perhaps you could rent a private agency. I don't think the sheriff recommends that. None of us recommended that, but I haven't seen any cost for the private agency suggested.
You didn't get that email?
I got your email, but the cost in relation to what the sheriff will do. And they're not, we question whether they got arrest powers and liability and so forth. So I think the committee's position, perhaps even the sheriff's, that it ought to be friends of the sheriff's department. So we just need to be able to tell the committee where that got stolen last year. Is that going to be
stolen right now? I don't know if they're going to continue anymore. I know I had a judge.
So should we make another formal request for that? I mean,
I know you've already asked. Yeah, if you would do that, I'd appreciate it. We need to get on that, right?
Okay.
Well, when we had this other issue with the ADA stuff come up, I kind of let that slide, I guess, in my part.
No, we're not. We're just, there's lots going on. We understand that.
Yeah, I apologize. I forgot.
Oh, no problem.
If you would, please.
We'll bring it back up. Just send it. All
right. I still have your email. I can bring that back up.
Okay. That's all I wanted.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
And I've had a lot of questions about, the governor's appointment for Superior Court in Scotland. So here's a court order I got the other day. So essentially, the applications are still open for Superior Court till April 24th. The Supreme Court will not let a court sit vacant, so on day one, they'll have somebody in there. So that order basically says they're transferring me to Superior Court, so I get to do both courts, and then they're going to provide a senior judge for X number of days as needed. So that's just a court
order. So you'll be doing dual duty for a little while?
Yeah.
Until they appoint somebody?
Hopefully a little while.
Pardon?
Hopefully a little while. Yeah. And until the governor would appoint somebody. But those don't close, so we'll definitely be back to bring you up to date on any of these issues. Thank you. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You can have that.
Thanks.
Jim?
Yes.
Who made the second on that motion for the advertising the addition?
The advertising?
On the advertising?
Mike?
I thought it came from down there.
Mike seconded it.
I thought he made the motion.
I thought Scott made the motion.
Scott made the motion?
No.
Which one?
The second one?
The second
one? No,
Mike made the motion.
Transfer. Oh, you. I did the transfer.
I did the transfer.
You did the transfer. I seconded it.
That's the one, the transfer?
No, I got that one. On the motion to advertise for the $17,000, I have Mike made the motion, but I didn't get a second.
Tom.
Tom
made it. I called for the vote.
So it didn't like a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're good. Tom made the second.
I'll do it.
I guess Human Services isn't here yet. Let's see. You got Sheriff, you want to go over some stuff, or do you guys want to just go ahead? If you look at the Human Services request, it's for a vehicle. If you have any questions on that, it's pretty straightforward. They want a new lower floor minivan to replace one that they got, and they got a grant for part of it, but she needs $15,000 for her matching funds. Yeah, she's not here yet. I mean, we can see if she's going to show up. Let the sheriff do his thing, and how she's here. Pardon? I don't know. Let's go ahead and make a motion for it or deny it or whatever. We'll go ahead and act on the request by the Human Services by Jackie.
Did she say she was planning on coming?
No.
Yeah,
she just sent the letter.
Just sent us.
I think your letter's pretty detailed in what you want and why, so
you can act on it.
Did she ask the commissioners?
Nope.
No. I thought you had to ask the commissioners. Well, I've been doing it since 1981. I guess maybe you don't have to now.
No, but yeah, she didn't come before you guys first, huh?
They never come now.
She never asked. Okay, well, we have one table this past.
I would assume that you'd ask if it was here, but no.
That's what I always understand is what's coming to the commissioners and ask before they come to the county.
Right, exactly. By the time they get here, you guys have already approved it. Okay.
Well, you want to table this then? I'm going to entertain a motion to table.
Ms. Laura, if you'd let her know that she needs to go to the commissioners first and get their approval.
So, entertain motion to table.
I'll make that
motion.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to second to table this until Human Services go before the commissioners for approval by the van. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Sheriff?
I don't see nothing here for you. I don't want anything. I'm just here to share with you guys.
Oh, man.
Well, what I want to tell you was some good news. The we're housing prisoners now for other counties, and it's just some ballpark figures. I think we'll be turning over right around $300,000 by the end of the year, as long as our numbers hold up to what we're housing. We're housing several for Howard County. We're housing some for Fulton County. We're not at the maximum amount the jail can hold, but we're probably at the maximum that we want to hold to still be able to segregate people and move folks around, so where we don't have, you know, where we can't put people where they're safe while they're in jail. So I think that's good news. The other side of that is that our commissary fund goes up, and so I brought this up to the commissioners at the last meeting, and what I would like to do is get another dog. I don't have to ask for any additionals or any transfers or anything. I think I can do it with some money that I have left in the vehicle fund, and then the rest of it out of commissary money. So what it entails, I guess, would be the vehicle that I'm driving now, to have the kennel put in that, and then have that vehicle moved over to the, we've already picked a guy for the dog, it's Seth Barton. So then we would do that as soon as this meeting would be over, I would hope. And then the next thing we'd have to do is purchase another pickup truck to replace that vehicle that I'm driving. And then we would send him and buy the dog in October 15th. So we would use some money that we have left in the vehicle fund now, and the rest of that I'd pay out commissary. So that fits into one of the categories of the commissary fund that you know, is my discretion to spend. It's not one of those where you guys would have, we both have to agree. It's one of the training equipment and that kind of deal.
If I remember correctly, you were going to use some of the income from the commissary fund to subsidize a vehicle that you were going to purchase, correct?
Or not? That's correct.
Okay. You're going to be okay? You're not going to get yourself in a bind or anything with that?
I think we're good, Jay. It's, okay. You know, we I think we'd be good without the extra. So if we fall back to the numbers that we were with, I think we're going to be good. Yeah, no, I looked at that, and, you know, I think we'll be good. The other side of that is I think, you know, the dog we got now is busy. You guys see the paper just like I do. And, you know, he's getting called out a lot. And I think we can keep easily two dogs busy and do well with it. You know, this heroin problem is not left us alone. It's everywhere. And that's, to me, it's our best. In a community like ours, where everybody knows everybody, you just can't roll in undercover people in here and expect people to not know who they are. You know, we all know when somebody new shows up in our communities, drug dealers and drug people are just the same. And, you know, so far we've done really well with stopping cars and letting the dog do his work and searching cars. I mean, that's how almost all these arrests are happening. And, you know, to be able to double up on that, to where you have a whole side of the shift now where that dog's not available to stop, to be there to stop cars. You have some parameters on that. You know, once a car stop happens, you got about 7 minutes to get the dog there. If it doesn't happen within that time limit, then you're out of that ball game. So, you know, their availability is important as far as being able to do that drug enforcement that way.
Dogs can get the smell of heroin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys have a, did we have this issue before? Do you have a contract or something? Because the dog, when it's trained with a person, stays with that person, correct?
It's best to do it that way. It doesn't have to be. If you're talking about Travis, we were just this
year.
We were Travis is who she's talking about, and we were at that dog's half limit. You know, it's about 8 years, 8 to 10 years is what they last. The dog was 4 years old. By the time you would have took another trainer and sent him to the thing, you have another 6 months into that. So you're talking about 3.5 years. So Travis offered to pay for half of that dog. He did pay pay for the half, so we didn't lose any money, and he kept his dog, and we just bought a whole new deal. So, you know, we would do the same thing.
So what do you need here? You need a bow staff?
I don't think I really need anything, Mike. I just want you guys to know what I'm doing, so you don't think I'm.
I know Mike was big into the DOC prisoners. I didn't know if there was a difference or what the difference.
It would be the same amount of money.
Same amount of money.
Yeah, the federal prisoners pay more, and you know, we just haven't been able to get into that game yet. And Howard County called us. Sailors over here in Fulton County, the sheriff in Fulton County, called us, and you know, we've been getting calls probably the last year or so from other counties. They just start working their way north, and they would get to us, and you know, just some of them didn't want to have to come that far to travel. Right now, Marion County sending hundreds of inmates up into Elkhart County to be housed. Howard County houses them with us, and then in Miami County. Earlier in the year, we were housing some females for Cass County, so Howard County told us that we're probably good for a year or so with them, that they don't see any relief coming as far as less numbers, so.
That's a shame, but it's good for us in a way.
Well, I mean, you know, if the cell's sitting there empty, we build it. Right. You know, it's kind of crazy for us not to to have somebody sitting there, but the you know, we just want to be careful that we don't, you know, our guys are busy too, and we'll see with some changes that are coming whether that, you know, our numbers keep going up.
Now, is your insurance and health care and everything, does that go up then to bring these guys in?
No, I talked to that lady the other day, and the, like Howard County, if we've got to take one of their prisoners, they pay for that.
Okay.
The only cost we really have is we feed them.
Right.
That's part of that. But any insurance, any transportations, if they got to go back to Howard County for court, they come and get them and take them back. And so we're not incurring any expense there. There's some in food, and then you know there's of course wear and tear on the building with you know more people in it. But
healthcare too. Our insurance doesn't have to cover that.
We don't cover that. Howard County's paying for that.
That'd be a pretty big expense.
Yeah. And we did, I don't know how happy the hospital is with me, but we did negotiate that contract with them to where it now matches the law. Kevin was a big help with that. You know, there's still a wide range of how sheriffs pay this. So, you know, our attorney told me that I better follow the state law, so I think that's what I should do. But there's sheriffs that are doing it how we used to do it, that if they're not in the jail, he's not paying for it. And we're a little different from that, but we did negotiate we were paying a 50% kind of deal, and that was even not very good at all compared to what the state law is. And we've got the hospital to give us some paperwork so that we can see that we're being billed correctly, and we're good with that. So, but you know, it is kind of a Russian roulette kind of thing. This health care is the same with the inmates as it is with all of us. It's kind of, you get stuck with the right person that could hurt you. But I think it's all good news. You know, I think that all goes to the general fund, and I heard Mike saying something about that, that could probably use some of that, so I'm glad that's helping. And you know, we have room for a few more, but we're about where we can go as far as still keeping the jail. We're about 90, we're anywhere from 90 to 95 all the time, and you know, the jail's built for 128, but that gives us room to, you know, can't have a limit with anybody but women, and you can't have sex offenders with anybody but sex offenders, and then keeping everybody else separate too is a full-time job for Stephen and the jailer. So, but they're doing a good job, and we've had a few, very few problems. The judge brought up the guy that's being held down at DOC. We might get him back. You know, when we house for DOC, we get $35 a day. When they house for us, it's $90 a day. So we've paid that bill. So far, I've been able to absorb that and not come and ask for any
additionals, and hopefully we get that guy back here on the 21st. He comes back from court, and I hope we'll be able to keep a hold of him and not have to send him back down.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's your workforce?
We're good right now, Tom. We sent our last guy to the academy. Commander Apprentice is down there now. He's got his first week under his belt. We've got two guys. One of them's leaving here in about, I think he's in April, to become a firearms instructor. We'll send another one in the fall. So we'll have, right now Barney's doing the firearms, but, we're kind of looking in the future. Believe it or not, I'm getting close to the end of my first term. If I get a second term, then I think Barney's going to stay. But if we get that second term, we make it to there, then the county's going to need some firearms instructors, or they'll be where we was at when we came. And so that would be a good thing. I know people see us doing a lot of training, but it's very important, I think, that we do that. We need to get a couple more instructor holes kind of filled, I think, before we're done. So when we're gone, that the next person, that kind of carries on, and we continue, I think, to get the good service that we get from our sheriff's department. So right now, Tom, it's good. I think we're hiring a few part-time 911 operators right now to get some folks in place there in case we have some people leave, and we could in the dispatch center. We've got some people there that have been there, getting close to 20 years now, and I think some of those people are wanting to get out, so, we'll have to have somebody there to fill that. And the jail's the same way, we're looking at those guys to fill deputy spots, and we've got four of the new jailers that are also in the reserve program that are working part, as deputies. They have to take a 40-hour course, and so we're kind of getting that lined up that, if we have some deputies leave, that we'll have somebody we already know quite a bit about, have some training in, that we can get right in there. So that's how we're kind of dealing with that.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
On old business, we had the matrix and the PTO stuff, and you're going to take care of that then. You guys will work with Alex and that.
I mentioned to a few people as we were talking before, or even when they were up here, Alex, or I had talked with Nikki with EMS a couple of times because she's the one who's been wanting to get EMS to have a matrix as well. She revised some numbers, gave them back to me. Something was off on her Excel program, so her numbers weren't right. So she's supposed to go back and redo those after I looked it over, and I hadn't gotten them from her yet. So hopefully by the joint meeting, we'll have something in place. But I asked her, I'd like to get them back so that I can talk to you guys and the commissioners individually, like Alex and I did before, so that you at least have a chance to look at things first. But I will meet with Alex and I and Kevin and then talk to Chris.
All right. We've got everybody had a chance to look at the minutes, the approval of the minutes from our council session and then from the joint session.
Make a motion to approve minutes both the council and joint.
I'll second that.
Okay, got motion and a second to approve the minutes as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. We're going to table the matrix stuff, right, Laura, until we get that?
Yes.
Yep, so we'll put that on hold. We don't worry about that. We need to assign somebody to the Personnel Policy Committee?
Yes. Currently, Kevin Tankersley, myself, Kenny Becker, and I think the commissioners appointed Ken Boswell from the council. And then the council needs to appoint a council member to make up the entire committee.
Ken is on the council.
But it's in it.
Kenny Becker is.
No, Ken Boswell.
And Kenny Boswell is. And then the council wants this. That's my understanding.
How about you, Scott Hank? What would you do?
I'll do it.
All right.
I'll make the motion to put Scott Hank on.
I'll second that.
Can we get a motion in a second to appoint Scott Hinkle to the Personal Policy Committee? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Scott.
Thank you.
And the clerk's office has some requests here.
Yes, I learned it, and this was on my schedule, so I wasn't sure if I needed to talk to you guys or talk to the commissioners, but two of them are here, so that helps. Part of the internal controls stuff that we're supposed to be implementing is, you know, monetary and making sure you know who's got what money in your office and collecting payments on that. I can tell you currently the clerk's office is not doing that correctly, hasn't been doing it for years, by the way. We have two cash drawers in my office. One's a trust drawer, which takes all our regular probation payments, fees and fines and stuff, speeding tickets. We have a child support drawer that's separate. Currently, our total startup cash is $150. I would like to increase that to $400 so that I can take that money and divide it up so each of my girls have their own drawers. So the five of us are not working out of one trust drawer, and two or three of us are not working out of one child support drawer. So ideally, I'd like to have five $50 trust drawers and three $50 child support drawers. But I wasn't sure of the process of what I needed to do, who I needed to ask, because I believe, if I remember correctly from working in the auditor's office a few years ago, it was I needed to submit a claim for the additional money out of unappropriated and then work with my...
And just have to document it, probably better for the state or the town. So they, I don't know how that works. I know we had some issues with recycling with, you know, same amount of money, but they handled it differently, didn't like it, no big deal. But as long as you document what's going on, it might be all right.
Okay.
And do you feel that that gives you, with five people or however many people do child support, each person is individually responsible?
Yes, each one will be responsible for their $50 in either whichever one drawer they're responsible for that day. And yeah, it will be, will balance each other out. You know, you won't balance your own drawer at the end of the day, that sort of thing. Right. So
it'll make it easier for you guys. I don't think
that would be a problem. Okay, I wasn't sure who you I needed to ask for sure.
Just $400 instead of $150 and divvy it up amongst
people. And find out the process of what she has to go through with it.
I think it's submitting a claim to the auditor's office and her taking it out of the unappropriated fund. So, but we can check with state board of accounts.
Yeah, I can check with state board of accounts. I think it's your part when you do that. I mean, if we have to, we can.
Well, it's county general money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I believe it'll come from.
The
county
money,
general.
You already have the money in your budget, right?
No,
you can't.
I don't have it.
$400.
Well, I have 150 already, but that came from county general.
But you want
to
$400.
But you need an additional to get the extra $250?
It's not an additional necessarily. I mean, the county has unappropriated fund within the general fund, and I'm pretty sure that's where it comes from.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I don't. I wouldn't have it in my budget to do that.
That's fine. It's fine with me. 100% fine. I just don't know how to get it for sure.
Well, and that's what I wasn't sure either. And when Laura and I talked about it, we thought it would be best to, you know, come to either board and just to clarify and see if you knew for sure. But we can definitely check it out with the state board.
I'd run it past them just to make sure. I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. I've done a lot.
And if you need a motion to increase it, I'll make the motion.
Okay. We have a motion to increase to 400 once if everything gets approved by the state board of accounts.
Second.
The motion is second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Laura, can you abstain my vote from the minutes in the joint session since I wasn't here for those?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. That's all the business we have. Any public comment? Okay. Motion to adjourn. We got our joint session would be our next meeting on April 10th. So, with the commission, joint session at 6 o'clock. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. We'll adjourn.
You know the Halloween is, but I was hoping to get a picture of you guys. It's a fact. We're calling it a fact book, and it's going to have all the county information in it. and then so I wanted to be able to put pictures, so I had to ask who the county council was. So if we could do that, and kind of figure squeeze in a little.
See if you can stick around just 2 seconds.
I want to stand up here about my throat. I want to stand up here.
Who trimmed my